This is the brief on the physics of cremation for veterinary clients. You know, understanding the exact atomic level physics of a cremation furnace gives us a really beautiful, scientifically grounded way to explain to grieving pet owners exactly what happens to their companion. First, we've got the rapid release of chemical bonds. At literally 1800 degrees Fahrenheit, the sheer vibration of atoms causes a pet's complex organic molecules to just snap apart. Think of these chemical bonds like tiny, compressed springs holding the whole molecular structure together. The furnace heat simply releases all that stored energy at once. Second, let's look at the absolute conservation of mass, which is basically just atomic bookkeeping. I mean, if a 50-pound dog goes in and a 2-pound box comes out, where literally are those other 48 pounds? Well, carbon and hydrogen instantly bond with oxygen to become carbon dioxide and superheated steam, floating safely up the chimney and right back into the natural environment. Finally, we need to rethink what ashes actually are. What the client takes home in that urn isn't soot or burned-up material at all. It's strictly calcium phosphate. That's the heavy mineral crystal of the pet's bones and teeth, which is just way too tough for the furnace to melt. It's the enduring mineral foundation of their pet, while the rest has seamlessly rejoined the universe. So, cremation doesn't destroy a beloved pet. It simply unbinds their atoms so they can be redistributed back into the natural world. The universe never holds still, and neither do the atoms we borrow.